brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number three. We'll continue with your phone calls. We've got a guest popping in who was told he couldn't do his magic shows anymore by the federal government. And we're going to have the number two winner, second place in the Paul Revere contest, popping in as well. We're going to be announcing that at the bottom of the hour and continue with calls. Syrian girl, who for a year and a half has been giving us amazingly accurate reporting, joins us again from Australia. And in a way, they've almost become a spokesman for the Syrian people that are under siege, now going from the internet speaking out to being on a national and international television shows in Australia, Europe, you name it. Another testament to taking action. So Syrian girl, continuing here with any other important points to pass along to people. At first we heard Obama was going to send in even heavier arms, but then Congress said, hey, we vote, don't do that, because they realized politically, because you're exposing the fact that it's Al-Qaeda, they're going to get in trouble when Al-Qaeda uses those heat-seeking missiles and stuff to shoot down Western aircraft. Or maybe they think we're so dumb that it will become treason to not support Al-Qaeda, and the police will come arrest us if we don't support Al-Qaeda in America. I mean, maybe we're that evil. I don't know.
You know, George Orwell said that in a police state, the police state thinks it can just switch the flags of the enemy and nobody's supposed to notice. And if you notice, you're a traitor, basically. But, you know, when Congress says it's worried about weapons getting into the wrong hands, they don't just mean Al-Qaeda. They actually really mean the Syrian army, which is quite possible if they kill the rebels that they will capture the weapons. And, you know, let's say that there might be very real turf rivalries between the FSA and Al-Qaeda. But even if these groups start fighting each other, Al-Qaeda will be easily, because they're stronger now, be able to kill these rebel groups and capture these heavier weapons. So, you know, it's they're going to be used against capital cities now. The only things that haven't been really destroyed and smashed are the capital cities. And there will be the absolute decimation of Syria. But that's okay for the globalist agenda to take place. They don't really care about our lives. But, you know, the thing is that they want to keep things under control, because they can't have any group become so powerful that they start to have a mind of their own. And Al-Qaeda is part of that, because even though the heads of Al-Qaeda might be controlled by the CIA, the low-level ones have no idea of this. You know, they think that they're fighting America. You know, but the most comical thing, this my last point would be, the most comical thing was the suggestion by the insurgents and by David Cameron's government that the weapons can go on loan and will be returned later after the Syrian government is defeated. And this was said in British Parliament as like a, you know, one of the things that could happen to prevent groups getting too powerful. So.
Wow, that was painful for you having family there to watch all this going on. But, I mean, how long can it go? It's, 2.5 years now? How long can this crime go on? Now Obama's talking about stalemate being a victory, which I guess means Al-Qaeda takes over part of the country and they break it up.
I think that was the agenda from the beginning, in fact. And as I said, you know, 2006, Condoleezza Rice's project for a new Middle East showed exactly the map that they wanted to draw up, and that is a divided Syria. And, you know, I'd rather die than see that happen. And, you know, people are dying. So what can I say? Like, half of my family have escaped the country. I've still got half the family there. So hopefully we'll all come back and to a unified country and rebuild it. That's what we're hoping for.
I think it's time to form a militia and just mash everybody and go in there and take out Al-Qaeda. I mean,
it's already happened. There's now a national defense force, militia, that's formed alongside the army. So what happens is the army advances and the militia holds, and the militia is made up of people from the area that live there. And
absolutely, but it's time for human wave attacks. People just got to get geared up and go in there and take Al-Qaeda out. Syrian girl, we'll talk to you soon. I think I want to come back and plug your Facebook and everything else.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're finishing up with Mimi Elohim, known as Syrian Girl. When we first started getting her on the broadcast in the spring of last year, we saw some of her YouTube videos speaking out. We already confirmed who she was. People said, oh, that's not a real person from Syria saying all this stuff. But now she's gone public in the last 6 months and been on national television around the world and is who she says she is. She has a lot of contacts in Syria. Her family was from the old ruling party there in Syria. They don't like the Assads. They left, most of them, or half of them. She's in Australia, but still she's against what's happening there because it's Al-Qaeda coming in, engaging in mass murder, and our so-called government is running it. Now, again, this is important not just to do the right thing and get out of Syria. The whole narrative of we're taking your rights because of Muslim extremists, ladies and gentlemen, Al-Qaeda is out of Saudi Arabia. Our government is deep in bed with them. They helped create Al-Qaeda. The British intelligence helped create the Wahhabist. This is on record. And so when I go to the TSA and they ask me if I'm a terrorist or whatever, I just start saying, you know our government ships the drugs in. You know our government runs Al-Qaeda. And they'll go, yeah, we know. Go on through. Or, you know, at the border they go, in customs when I flew back from England, do you have any drugs on you? And I go, no, I don't use drugs, and I don't have any criminal record. You know that. You just swipe my passport. You know the government ships the drugs in. And they go, yeah, we know. Get on through. I mean, it's just like, stop going along with this whole facade that we're all suspects and, oh, it's not Al-Qaeda now, it's the gun owners and the veterans. And again, when I say 9/11 is an inside job, criminal elements in our government, bare minimum, allowed what happened to happen. And that's been confirmed. But they're like, how dare you traitors say that? It's a fact. Now, I wanted to get her on just for any closing comments. You can follow her at, well, I'll let her give out the best websites, best YouTubes, best Facebooks for people in closing. But I remember like a year ago, the Syrian army forced back the 60-something thousand Al-Qaeda forces in one area back into Turkey. And Turkey for 3 days opened up with U.S.-made howitzer cannons, killing them. I mean, that's the type of evil that is going on. And Israel's been bombing them. And people say, hey, you're being anti-Israel. What, anti-Israel? I'd be against Al-Qaeda attacking Israel. If our government was shipping Al-Qaeda into Israel to attack them, they were shipping them against South Africa. They were shipping them in against Russia, which they are. It's so evil. It's so evil. So, Syrian girl, give out your different websites and stuff for people and any other closing comments.
Thanks a lot. I wanted to plug the Syrian Electronic Army Twitter account. It's @official_C12, because they've been telling me that they've actually found something interesting going through the White House emails, which is that the White House openly communicates with Facebook. And, you know, that I think that's interesting under the PRISM context. And they're always exposing the NSA and applications on your telephone that spy on you, such as Viber and Facebook as well. So I would plug the official C12. That's the Syrian Electronic Army Twitter. And I guess my own YouTube account is Syrian Girl Partisan, all one word. And I want to thank you a lot for this interview. If I can plug anything else, it would be my Twitter account, Partisan Girl, and my Facebook account, Partisan Girl as well. And thanks a lot for everything you're doing and for fighting for the truth.
Well, we are against Al-Qaeda here. We're very un-American, and we tend to not like to attack innocent countries and that are murdering Christians and others en masse. We're extremists here on the air. And, you know, we're extremists. We're informed. We try to study issues. And I don't think Assad's a good guy just like you don't. But in the final equation, what's happening is, I'd say, 100 times worse. And it's meant to wreck the whole region and just bring in incredible tyranny. And I forgot that the Syrian electronic army has actually hacked into government channels, broken a lot of stuff. And is that Syrians, or have you heard, or is that Russians going as the Syrian Free Army, or the Syrian electronic army? Excuse me. I mean, is that group? Does the Syrian government have hackers that good?
They're not even government hackers. They're just teenage boys. So, and they're inside Syria, and I can vouch for that.
Well, tell us about that group briefly.
They're just Syrian patriots who kind of, like, they're very young. They're hackers, basically. And they see that the media is manipulating the truth. And that's how the group began to begin with. It's just to fight the media. And it might have grown slightly beyond that, but their number one priority is just to hijack different media groups, like Reuters and CNN, hijack their Twitter accounts, their Facebooks, and put out, like, real media. And I believe they also put out InfoWars reports. So it's kind of, it's called cultural jamming, what they're really doing. And I want to agree with you, the Syrian government is corrupt, like many governments are, but, you know, they were draconian, and people had a reason to be pissed off with the government. And unfortunately, though, foreign agendas took advantage of that to create this horrible war. And, you know, a patriotic person has to stand with their country in a time of war, especially when Israel is constantly throwing rockets at us, so, which was completely illegal, and the United Nations should step into something like that, but they don't.
Amazing. Absolutely. I don't know how Israel, the people of Israel, could go along with this. Israel aiding Al-Qaeda to try to take your country over. And I'm not anti-Israel either. It's just absolutely outrageous. Syrian girl, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, truly, truly amazing. All right, shifting gears. You saw this article a few days ago on InfoWars.com. Homeland Security is now regulating live entertainment. DHS demands restaurant owner get permit to play live music. That is the type of stuff we're dealing with. Well, now we're going to be talking about this evil creature right here. Yes, that is a white bunny rabbit with brown and black ears. And we have the owner or the papa of the cute little creature joining us today. And we were setting him up last week for the show. Didn't know this big announcement would come today. USDA holds off on disaster plan required for animal exhibitors. This is the Washington Post out with that news. And, of course, Marty Hahn, Marty the Magician, his website is MartyTheMagician.com. He is there in Missouri. And he spoke out against this, so they're backing off from now. The same group tried to come out and say that kids couldn't do farm chores or even house chores if they had their way. So Obama administration requires magician to submit 32-page disaster plan for his rabbit. And Marty, thanks for coming on the broadcast today to tell people about the federal government that won't control our borders and funds Al-Qaeda, but they are keeping track of you and your rabbit. So thank goodness the federal government is regulating magicians now. Tell us about that, sir.
Good afternoon. Yes, I'm glad to know they have their priorities set.
Well, the rabbit could have a bomb. I mean, maybe.
That's right. Yes, I now have the safest rabbit in America thanks to my 30-page disaster plan.
Does TSA let you take your hat on board the plane, or do they believe you can just make things like guns disappear out of it?
It's funny. When they open my bags, they have so many strange things. They recently took out a yellow and red plastic squeaking device because that squeaker they thought might scare somebody.
Oh, so they took that. Well, good. See, I knew there'd be something evil there. Everything's terrorism but terrorist.
That's right.
Yeah, everything's bad but the bad people. Trust the government, not the people. Well, tell us about the magic show you do, the name of this rabbit, and what happened.
Yes, I've been a full-time magician for about 27 years, and I've used rabbits for 30 years probably. Of course, that's a classic thing in a magic show to make a live bunny rabbit appear, and my wife was a good farm girl, and so 30 years ago she talked me into getting a rabbit into our magic act. And for the first 22 years, it's been a lot of fun, and kids just get knocked out by the rabbit. It's always a great memory for them. And then back in 2005, I was rudely informed during a magic show by a surprise inspector that I needed a license for my rabbit.
Absolutely, land of the free, home of the brave. And now tell us where the saga has gone.
Yeah, so it went from 2005 needing a license for my rabbit and paying licensing fees and taking my rabbit to the vet, faxing my travel itinerary to the USDA if I'm going to be out of town for more than 48 hours. And also, the thing I especially enjoy is surprise inspections of my home whenever they like to check on the rabbit. I've been jumping through those hoops since about 2005.
Maybe if we said the illegal aliens were rabbits, the government would do something about them then.
That's right, yes. But so those requirements were bad enough, and then finally about a month ago, the latest requirement they decided to add was that I needed to have a written disaster plan in place for my bunny rabbit.
Well, I think the answer is don't comply with any of this like everybody else. I mean, I think the answer is it's all unconstitutional. Don't do it. I've got the Census Bureau now yearly telling me to answer hundreds of questions, and I just told them that it's called the Fifth Amendment. They can go jump in the lake.
Yes, and you know, and if I had to do it over again back in 2005, that's what I would have done. They intimidate you. They catch you off balance, I had finished my magic show, and I was trying to sign autographs. I had little children shaking my hands, moms taking pictures of me with their kids, just having a nice meet-and-greet session. And could the inspector wait 5 minutes? No. She barged through the crowd and in front of everyone, whipped out a badge and threw it in my face.
Oh, yeah, it's all about the exercise of power. And they want to pick the most non-threatening, non-criminal people because they don't want to go after real criminals. I mean, you know, the big banks are getting all that laundered money. They don't want to mess with that.
That's right. You know, and I've never forgotten how that made me feel at that show and the embarrassment and the problems that it caused me. I was working for a series of libraries all across the state of Missouri, and through email from one librarian, the word spread that Marty Hahn might cause a problem if he's at your show. And you know, so I really had to undo quite a bit of damage that that caused.
Oh, so they tried to destroy your career as well. Well, you deserve it. You're an evil guy doing magic tricks for kids. I mean, folks, everybody knows that this is a danger to our homeland.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Marty Hahn, ladies and gentlemen, the evil magician in Missouri with a woman with a badge. I mean, now you'll be out fishing on a pier. It's happened to me. And they'll have a woman in body armor march up, and I was just seeing videos of these online the other day, and they'll march up and go, get me, see your ID, let me see the fishing licenses. And I'm getting to the point where I'm going to go, talk to me like I'm a human being. There's only so much I can take from you. It's just, it's like these crazy people all on power trips to get in our business and run our lives. And if you look at all these regulations and stuff, there's not even a law most of the time when it comes to a rabbit you use, you know, and then all the regulations for farming that are written by Big Agro that they're exempt from on record to shut down your business. And it would take an hour to go over all the evidence of that, but Tyson Chicken pioneered that. Walmart has pioneered that. And they want to make it impossible for the little guy. And these agents only mess with little guys. I've seen it. All these bureaucrats, they are told, you get those little guys and you shut them down. And what do you make now of them? See, because now that you spoke out, it caused a furor. And now, a week after you speak out, boom, they say they're holding off on disaster plan requirements for animal exhibitors. Absolutely amazing. What's your take on that, Marty the Magician?
Well, you know what? There's a new sheriff in town, and it's called social media. And thanks to the support of people like you and others, the story went viral, and I think it's created a huge embarrassment for them. And so now the law that took 7 years to write is now going to be reviewed, and who knows how long that review is going to take and what will ultimately happen. But I'm just pleased that, you know, sometimes the little guy thinks that we have no voice, but luckily the way the world works nowadays with the Internet, maybe we still do have a voice.
Well, I want to know why somebody shows up with a badge, makes a big scene. If I was a librarian, it's like, it's over your rabbit not having a license? Well, that's un-American to make you do something like that and act rude, even if it was reasonable. You know, I wouldn't send an email out, don't work with Marty. I mean, it's the same deal. When the system, I mean, it's like Amish. They'll for a year move in next door to them, spend $1.5 million in one case to show them undercover, getting them to sell the neighbor milk. They didn't want to sell them milk. It wasn't even illegal to then have them go, now I'm going to give this to my cousin across state lines. The Amish didn't know what that meant. So they could SWAT team them to create the illusion that the Amish were bad, to then sell the idea that Amish are criminals because the USDA wanted to start harassing Amish. I mean, how would you get the cops to act like that and put on a magic show of their own? I mean, as an entertainer, do you see what I'm saying? They're putting on a show as well to act like you're bad, and why did people buy into that?
Yes. Luckily, my reputation is such that I was able to nip that in the bud and turn things around. But I tell you, when it comes to these USDA inspectors, you just can't reason with them at all. I mean, when she threw that badge in my face, I just kind of stammered and said, well, I can see if I was a guy with four white tigers, I might need a permit or something. And she waved her finger in my face and said, you're no different than they are. And I said, 1 3-pound rabbit is no different than four tigers.
By the way, I've read the law. That's a law on zoos, and it's on the transport, and how they got it passed was big animals like tigers. Have lawyers told you, because from when I looked at it, I'm no lawyer, but I looked at it, that your rabbit's really exempt?
According to the USDA, my rabbit is not exempt. It's funny, the rule book has a picture of an orca whale, a lion, a tiger, a bear, a dog, a cat, a hamster, and a rabbit, and those all have the same exact license. And I think what's happened is they've hired extra inspectors. My inspectors told me they've hired more inspectors, and I believe they don't have enough work to do, so they've dropped down to lower-level people like me.
Well, they're not allowed to go after the big guys. Tyson Chicken, I remember it was in the Associated Press back in 97, would have thousands of violations at one facility and not get in trouble. A smaller plant would have one, and they'd shut them down and arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Tyson Chicken ran Clinton.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Well, it's time to only support mom and pops whenever you can. It's time to go eat local. It's always better anyways. Go to the farmer's market, support the local magician, get back to building an economy for everybody. And Marty, I hope folks up there in Missouri will hire you out. Then go to MartyTheMagician.com. And who knows, if you're ever coming down Texas way, maybe I should, when my kids are having a birthday party or something, get you down here to do a magic show for us.
Love to. Yeah, Austin's a great town. I love Austin.
Folks can also call you toll-free, can't they? I see it on the website if they want to. How many states do you go to? I guess if they pay for your plane ticket and stuff, you'll go anywhere.
That's right. We'll go anywhere. I've gone as far as New Zealand and Singapore even, but primarily in the U.S., but we'll go anywhere.
How dare you? Oh, man, you're so bad. Wow. Well, I kind of want to apologize to the listeners for talking to such a hardened, evil person like Marty the Magician. Marty Hahn, God bless you. We appreciate you, sir. Thanks for speaking out.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir. He spoke out and won. Others speak out and get gang raped by the government. What are you going to do?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We've been told since we were born that we are free, but we're not. Sorry, and for us it's just a little something called a vaccine.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Rockin' Report, not a finalist, but give me an idea, one of the music videos that came in, over 600, and that's pretty good, but everybody that took action in resisting the globalists was a huge success. We're going to give you the second place winner in the Paul Revere contest and also show some of the runners up to second place, some of the ones that were behind second and third place. First place will be announced tomorrow sometime during the 3 hours. I haven't decided when yet. Before we go to David Knight with the second place winner and some other film clips we want to play. State of Mind is a documentary I'm in that I consulted on. but it's excellent. We are the sole distributor of it on DVD and on Blu-ray. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It exposes how people are being manipulated, the different forms of brainwashing, mind control, and the history of MKUltra. It's very powerful with a bunch of psychologists, psychiatrists, Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who was in psychological warfare, myself, and just G. Edward Griffin. Really is a great film, and I hope, I saw it, it was so good, I said, well, let me help you distribute this. I hope everybody orders it at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We're also carrying Breakthrough. There's a little shout out to us in the book. I didn't even know that till I knew I wanted to carry it when it was a how-to to take on the New World Order and how to be an incredible citizen journalist by the folks that brought down Akern and so much more. I mean, they know more than I do, folks. You talk about action-packed with James O'Keefe. Incredible book, Page Turner, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Founder of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. Get the book today at InfoWarsStore.com. This and hundreds of other titles, the very best stuff, InfoWarsStore.com or again, 888-253-3139. On our own shopping cart, we have the Modafinilin, the best brown seaweed extract from the southern hemisphere, so it's clean compared to the northern hemisphere. I take it in the morning, noon, and night. Incredible supplement. Just amazing. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And at InfoWarsHealth.com are more than 400 products in the catalog, all discounted longevity products, free shipping available at InfoWarsHealth.com. The new Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 Citrus Peach Fusion, the ultimate multivitamin mineral complex, is available. Now certified non-GMO, pesticide-free whole foods. I'll get with an 8,000 ORAC organic total serving per serving. By the way, let me let you know a little bit of a secret. The old Beyond Tangy Tangerine was pretty much organic. Just when you have over 100 ingredients in there, it is hell to be able to have the suppliers, have it put together, and always have it USDA certified. So they went through a whole other process and a different factory, because the factory can't have anything in it that's GMO or non-organic, and literally took 2 years, basically in a facility building their own new factory to bring you this. It's the only one out there you're going to find where it has this many ingredients, and they're all organic, USDA certified, and non-GMO. And on top of this, ladies and gentlemen, on top of all this, they are patriots as well. It is the best product out there. Also, the best when it comes to energy drink is Pollen Burst Plus. I love it so much. I wanted to endorse it. I'm actually on the packaging. Talk about getting energy and brain power. Go check out the Pollen Burst Plus and hundreds of other products. InfoWarsHealth.com or call 888-789-9277 if you want to ask any questions or order via the phone, 888-789-9277. And I want to thank all of you who have been supportive of the product, I mean, and who have been buying the product from us. You're financing so much of what we're doing here as well, so it's a win-win-win-win-win. So we can do things like have a $115,000 film contest. That's among some of the biggest in the country. As David Knight said yesterday, who's been helping Honcho this contest for me the last few months, General Electric had a year last year with a $100,000 contest. We're going to do another one, too. It'll probably be a year next time because that's a great way to do it. But I wanted to do this to see what got produced and then to, out of that body of people, find folks to work with on InfoWars films that I've been wanting to launch forever because I'm just too busy to make films. And I want to be able to be a producer and maybe a co-writer, perhaps, on some documentaries or even fiction films. But I don't have time in amongst everything else to just sit there and do it because I want to make really good films, which I can do. But with the time I've got to literally not see my children to do it. I mean, making Obama Deception 2, especially now, I'm going to be seeing my children maybe half a day a week. And when I'm around them anyways, I'm already thinking about work or... And I've got so much other stuff, devil darts, as I call them, little things going on that I have to deal with. Just please pray for this operation. It is a literal miracle that we're still on the air. It is a literal miracle that I'm not dead. It is a miracle that InfoWars has been able to do this. And we are under demonic attack. Make no mistake, even don't believe in God, just the mindset of the corrupt world. You see what's happening all over the place. Society is degenerating. And we try to stand up for those that love liberty and stand up for freedom. We hope you'll stand right beside us and support us as well. And this is a pure research project we've done where you can say what you want about InfoWars.com or Alex Jones or my crew, a diverse crowd of really hardworking people. And by diverse, I mean their mindsets, their understandings, their talents that they bring to the game of liberty and life and awakening the sleeping giant that is America and is the world with the spirit of Paul Revere. But it's a great responsibility we have being right at the tip of the spear. And you're right there with us when you support us. And David Knight, tell us about some of these other honorable mentions. And then I'll let you announce who the second place winner here is for $10,000. Yesterday was third place announcement with Political Earth. Today will be second place. Tomorrow, the $100,000 grand prize. David Knight, reporter for InfoWars Nightly News. And formerly a contestant who lost on the reporter contest, but you were a runner-up.
That's right. You know, it was very difficult to decide these, as we've said every time, because you've got such a wide diversity of topics and approaches, and they just did a great job. And it's even harder to pick something to put on the radio, because so many of these things are really good visually. And they, of course, the really good ones are going to tie in things visually with the dialogue. But I've pulled in a couple of these things to show just about one-minute excerpts from a couple of these films. But there's some really excellent films like Clandestine, Game Over, Beta Test 2027 that I don't have a clip for those yet to run today. And they may not work on the radio, but, you know, we're promoting these things on the nightly news. We're promoting it on our website. And, of course, the entire online virtual film festival is at YouTube. So that was really the plan from
and by the way, these things are going from 10,000 to 50,000 to 100,000 to 200,000 to 300,000 to 400,000 to 500,000 to 600,000. You can just see so many of these 600 films are really growing and will just have lives of their own to influence people, to wake them up. It's beautiful.
That's right. We want to help people to find an audience. So we want to help them to get their films out in front of people, to tell their story, to wake people up. So we've got films that, even like this very first one, Horse Meat. It was not something that they went out and shot a lot of films with, but they did very good research, very good editing. It's got great content, and it's about abortion and a different approach about abortion. We got a clip of that right now.
They sell baby body parts. That's what it's all about. Yeah, you're giving the initial fee for the abortion, and they make a little bit off of that. But they make their real money from the baby body
parts. Korean customs officials say the first case of someone trying to import the so-called human flesh capsules to South Korea arose in August last year. Since then, they say there have been 35 cases of people either trying to bring the capsules in through airports into South Korea or sending them via post from various areas in China.
They sell the eyes for about $1,000 a pair. They sell the brain for about $2,000. They sell the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys. And they even sell the arms and the legs. They're selling your aborted baby, your own flesh and blood.
Unbelievable.
You think about that. This is something that people don't usually hear about. It's hidden in the industry. They don't want you to know about this. And they use this kind of terminology, one-time medical termination. One-time medical, it only takes one time to abort a child.
And you know, they're really smart because all people don't care about horse meat. They don't care about dead babies. And they don't, that's why as women learn this.
Late last month. Two bioethicists, Dr. Alberto Giubilino.
And then we're playing a little bit more, but people can see the full film up at Operation Paul Revere. Give them the name again.
Horse Meat and Babies. That's Edward Rekove.
Infowars.com/Paul to find it. And then they point out people care about horse meat, but not about babies, basically. Right. And here's the deal. They're getting upwards of $10,000 per baby. For your baby, so you think, oh, I'm getting to kill my baby for $3,000 or at a fancy clinic as low as $100 at some of the city-funded ones or whatever. If they think you think it's expensive, they'll charge you thousands. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of countries, they're actually paying women who figured this out to come in. And so that's, you know, that's pretty good money, folks. Sell your own child. You pay them $300, and then they sell it for $10,000. so they can use it for medical experiments, whatever. This is absolutely abhorrent, but it just shows how dehumanized we've gotten.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there was a special report that Leanne McAdoo did last week about organs being taken out of Chinese prisoners and the tie-in with these body exhibits that are going around, the plasticized bodies. That's
it. Turns out they're Fall on Gong.
That's right. Now, our next one here is called Dear Giavo, and it's about a fellow who's imprisoned by the New World Order, and he's writing a letter to his son.
Dear Giavo, my son, I write you this letter as a final testament to truth I've known. I write you this letter to save a dangerous history they will do everything in their power to suppress. But more, my son, I write you this letter so you may know why I have been away and shall not return. I had always lived as a simple man. I never interfered. I minded my own business. But that was another life. That was before the culling. Every drop of time pushes the thoughts of the culling further to the front of my mind. Every dam I construct gives way. Soon I am drowning.
That's a pretty powerful film. Again, we're just teasing you with these. Go to the site. See it at Infowars.com/Paul.
Our next excerpt here is a little bit lighter than these last two. And what would an InfoWars contest be without something with Star Wars? And this is called Night Trials. And basically, the way this is set up is kind of a quasi-animated live-action film. And it's a Jedi who's reporting back to his master. He's been sent to America to look at Land of the Free, and he's reporting back what he sees.
All right, here it is.
Master.
Apprentice. Report.
I'm confused. For my trials, I was sent to the United States of America to experience the wonders of a true democracy.
You were. What is the issue?
There is much to tell of.
Behind you, apprentice.
No need to worry. It is just a zombie.
A zombie?
Yes, master. A large portion of the population has become so. However, they will not harm me as long as I refrain from forming an intelligent thought.
What?
The total surveillance grid tracked me, and I was stopped at a roadside checkpoint.
Is that legal?
I was unlawfully searched, resulting in another weapon seizure.
Apprentice, watch out!
It's okay, Master. Just a gang member.
Defend yourself now!
I should. That will result in my arrest. It is better to give them what they want. The gangs and the illegals seem to have more rights than the law-abiding citizens.
Astonishing. What happened next?
With the checkpoint? Mind rub. These guards seem to have been exposed to the same mind-numbing tactics as the civilians.
Why would someone poison their own force?
Because they will be next.
Explain.
I was surveilled by a drone.
A drone?
Unmanned aircraft. There are thousands patrolling the sky.
This is madness.
They are also planning to defeat the Republic via the economy. The corporations have gone unchecked. They have the rights of people, and money equals free speech. The elected officials have been purchased.
Purchased?
Indeed, operating under the guise of a two-party system and serving corporate and banker interests while crushing the public with fraudulent debt, resulting in a reduction in quality of life.
Have you tracked this source of evil?
I have. There are many heads to this serpent. I confronted a Dark Lord. I am unsure whether it was the Master or the Apprentice.
And the rest of the film is really powerful. That's great. And again, give folks the name of that again.
That's Night Trials. No relation, but spelled the same way. It was fun to do stuff like that, and he covered a lot of different issues, and he did it in an entertaining way. And, you know, it's good to have the real meat documentaries out there and to cover the issues very carefully. But we wanted to show that there's other approaches, too, that are going to work with different types of people. So there's something like this. There's a whole spectrum where you can get people involved and get them to work.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to do some overdrive today so I can get to these callers that are patiently holding Frank and Martin and Sean and Jim and Blaze. We'll get to all of you. I promise we're going to come back in the final segment of this hour and give you the $10,000 second prize, second place winner for the Operation Paul Revere film contest. But these are over 600 weapons to attack lies and to get people thinking on every subject you can imagine, in documentary form, fiction form, comedy, animated, music video, rap, country, rock and roll, you name it, it's there. Infowars.com/Paul to find the top 35, then link through to all of them, and then we'll announce the $100,000 winner tomorrow. Briefly shifting gears, what do you make of Bradley Manning being found not guilty of aiding a foreign enemy, but found guilty of espionage and now facing decades in prison?
Well, I think that's a real travesty. I think, as you mentioned before, he didn't harm the security of America. What he did was enhance the integrity of government by exposing what a lot of these political leaders, like you mentioned the quote from Henry Kissinger that was brought out, that the illegal we do right away, the unconstitutional takes a little bit longer.
He made the criminals uncomfortable.
Exactly.
He hurt their security.
Exactly. You know, there's a distinction. There has to be a distinction made between Bradley Manning and Snowden, who are exposing the criminal actions, and look at how the government reacts always, saying, well, we've got to tighten things down. We've got to stop these leakers. They don't want to go after the criminals. And you've had a former senator from New Hampshire speak out about that and say, write a letter to Snowden saying how disappointed he was that there's no talk being made of changing procedures.
Exactly.
Of the people who broke the law.
I mean, they're speaking out about crimes the government's committing. They're heroes. And they spin it around like they're the bad guys. But no other presidents ever went after. If you leaked something and it exposed criminal actions, you got awards under Nixon, under Bush, under Clinton. Now you go to prison. But it's okay because Obama's black. See, he can bomb you and he gets a peace prize. It's the triumph of fake liberal packaging. It's really sickening authoritarianism.
Oh, absolutely. It's just amazing. It's like exposing somebody that's committed murder, and then they say, well, we got to make sure that people don't have a way to do that anymore.
Well, they're saying, we're going to kill you under national security, and if our own people blow the whistle, they're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
So as long as it's national security, they can take your bank account. They can kill you. They can put cancer viruses in your vaccine. It's called authoritarianism. We'll be back with the second place winner.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
say, I might even play this coming up in the next hour. We're going to continue to the fourth hour. Obamacare supporters signed petition for mandatory euthanasia of senior citizens. And there's video of that. Ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't even edit these. I mean, when people don't talk to him, he cuts it out. But, I mean, he'll show you what really happened. Mark Dias can go out for 15 minutes. It's almost as bad in Austin, but not as bad. If you go to a trendy area, it's as bad. You could say, let's kill anybody that doesn't have their guns in. Yes, let's kill everyone. It's for Obama. Let's kill the old people. A petition for mandatory euthanasia for senior citizens. People eagerly sign up. As activists tells them, we're going to put them to sleep like you do your dog. And they go on to say this, you will help Obama by killing the old people. And they sign it.
That's an older guy signing it there, too.
Yeah,
signed his death warrant.
Yeah, it's an older guy signing it, but it's like, if it's for Obama.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to bomb five countries and put Al-Qaeda for Obama. We're gonna do this for Obama. We're gonna take all your rights and give foreign banks trillions for Obama. We're going to shut down all the power plants for Obama. For Obama? I mean, they're in a trance, David.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's unbelievable. All right, without further ado, drum roll, please. The second place winner of the Operation Paul Revere contest.
Well, let me read you the description here. As we were just talking about drones, it says, haunted by a mission gone wrong, U.S. drone sensor operator begins to feel suspicious about drone warfare and the implications it can have on freedom domestically. When his suspicions turn into reality, he's forced to act. This is from Johan A. Dutoit. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. It's American Drone, and we got a clip of that right now.
All right, here it is. The drone is about to bomb a family for radio listeners. We fought Al-Qaeda. No,
Murray's in the shed. Permission to prosecute.
Negative. Circle the compound and stand by.
Did we get a PID on the target?
That's what we're working on. Stand by.
Copy.
Okay, Checkpoint 84, go ahead and prosecute the target.
Master armed. Sensor, are you ready?
Establishing track.
Track established. Copy. Launching Hellfire. 3, 2, 1, rifle.
Impacting 10 seconds.
Now let's see a little child. Now the drone operator is a little child.
What's that? Is that a kid? I guess we just killed a kid. Ground command, did you see this? Ground command, did you
see that, Major? We did. Playback confirmed. It was a goat. I repeat, it was a goat. Checkpoint 84, you just eliminated a high-value individual. Good work, gentlemen, and congratulations.
Here's a purple heart.
Yeah, that's right. And you catch that little play on words there. They said, we killed a kid. It was a goat.
Absolutely, because the kid is a baby goat.
Now, that's a really well-done film. Great acting, great shots, great storyline. It touches on the drone kill list. It touches on PTSD.
And he's number two, but he probably would have got first place if his film, The Futurist, would have not have been made before the contest.
Yeah.
And that's on our YouTube channel. That's amazing.
Honorable mention. He made that back in September, and he couldn't get that on any film festivals. They would not play that.
And it only had 1,000 viewers on his YouTube.
Yeah.
It's called The Futurist. It's on our YouTube channel. We posted it this morning on Infowars.com. It's in the newsfeed area. Get The Futurist and get it out to everybody. It's also on the Paul Revere site. So $10,000, you are the winner of $10,000. Of course, after the feds take it, you're the winner of $6,000. That'll be sent $4,000 to foreign banks.
That's right.
So, sorry, that's how it works.
But it's a great film. He touched on a lot of things. He touched on whistleblowers. He touched on the prosecution of journalists, not just the drone war. And
yeah, because that's a clip of the film. And we did some clipping. That's why it looked
right.
Like bad edits, because we were just getting them ready for the show.
Right.
But go see it. Excellent film. The drone film, give them the name.
It's American Drone.
And it's the winner. And then he also made The Futurist, which is also extremely important. All at Infowars.com/Paul. Overdrive, your calls, and a lot more coming up. Great job, David Knight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.